Yo, what is good? It's your boy Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry episode 269, dude. This podcast is going litty, bro. Just like these litty EDC deals happening all over the place. I figured we should, you know, check some of these things out, right? Maybe buy some things. I don't know. We're going to try it, though. But you can see in the description of this live show, you will, holy shit, hold on, something happened here. I messed up my little secondary tablet thing that I'm using right now, and I got to restart it. Oh, there it goes. It's fine. All right. Okay. All righty then. Yeah, I have a new like little monitor thing that I'm trying out. So you can see in the links in the description are to some of the Black Friday things that we're going to check out, as well as some of my older links as well is in there. But yeah, dude, this new way of doing this is kind of odd. I don't know if I like it. I don't know if I like it. Where's the live chat? All right, there we go. Sorry about that, guys. This is technical difficulties, dude. You know, I have this new monitor, right? I saw it on the TikTok shop. This is new. This the new thing right now on TikTok is like, you could be watching a video, bro, and there is like a link to buy the stuff, right? So a lot of the creators are using this, you know, to show some items that they like. And this freaking monitor that was like $35, all right, is a 1080p, 15.6 inch monitor, right? It was like 30 something bucks at one point. And I was like, oh, I need a second monitor. You know what I mean? So I could have the chat here and then I could be looking at, you know, YouTube here. I could do whatever, right? But I didn't have the proper like cord for it. So I'm like using a kind of like jerry rig thing, you know, as your boy does, dude. Got to make the tech work, you know? But yeah, man, I wanted to buy this product first before I go ahead and promote it, you know? So I could tell you if it sucks or not. You know what I'm saying? Because a $35 monitor, 15.6 inches, is a little too good to be true, you know? And it kind of is. I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm not going to lie. It kind of is. Because if you're using it with a phone, for example, because most people want to hook up their phone to it and then watch like a bigger screen, right? You know, if you're traveling or you have kids or something, you want to use that. But it'll drain the shit out of the battery of your phone, bro. And I just cursed in the first 3 minutes, so this video is going to be demonetized. But good morning to everybody. Thank you for letting me be the voice of reason in the morning again. You know what I mean? We hung out on Good Morning EDC last Wednesday, and now we're hanging out on the podcast. So many brands have hit me up talking about Black Friday. So I figured let's take a look at some of the things that are happening there. But before we do that, let's catch up with everybody in the chat. You know, we got Steve Burrow in the house. Early morning champ, 12:42 a.m. That's crazy, dude. Yo, I'm a little early. Got Echo D in the house. MWK with the what the hell, right? Carrying the Benchmade. Why does it say toe tagged out? I'm carrying the Benchmade toe tagged out. NCRKT LCK Warney. Hit the like button, yo. Let's see what else is here. Nathan Nedek is in here. Good morning to you, my friend. How late is Ray going to be? Ian Coates, the tardiness monitor. Been rocking the Kaiser T1 the last few days, Bear and Big Idea dual side click. Yo, that's crazy that you'd be rocking the T1. I think the T1 is one of the best Kaiser knives like ever made. I could definitely say that. It's really good. We're going to be looking at some Kaiser stuff today, too, because they're having, like, I think Kaiser and Vosteed, a couple other people are doing up to 50% off, like, certain things. And rather than, you know, all of us searching these deals, like, alone, we can do it together. You know what I mean? In a party, bro. You know? Like an MMO, like an RPG, dude. You know what I'm saying? We got High Tide. We got Mark Ridgewell. I'm trying to do Nose on November. That is hilarious, bro. That seems logical in the house. What's everyone's opinion on club sandwiches? What the fuck? I can do it at the frilly toothpick. Just give me the sandwich. I don't even know what makes it a club sandwich if there's a toothpick in it. We got who else is in here? I believe so far I haven't carried the Zon once. What is that? Is that like No Nut November? Because I definitely didn't participate in that. Your boy nutting, dude. You know what I'm saying? He'll whenever he can. You know what I mean? let's keep going down here. We got Matt Hoff here as well. He's got the coffee going. Brian Dorn hanging out before dropping off the kiddos. We got Marco. We got mad peeps chilling, and people going to be trickling in. I know that. Can I link on TikTok to these nuts? I don't think so, dude. But they do sell actual nuts, you know, not like gonads and shit. Let's keep going down here. Anissa, thank you for coming through today. If this is your first time here, we're going to be talking about some EDC gear. And we're going to be looking through some Black Friday deals that are going on right now in EDC. I haven't seen the emails for my Black Friday sale or posted on IG. Hint, 25% off at checkout. No minimum order and no maximum discount. 25% flat regardless of purchase amount. What do you mean by that? You have a sale going on? I didn't even know you sold stuff. Club Sandwich is my go-to first order at a new diner. Interesting. All right, I can link to these nuts then. Insert planters link, you know, straight up. You could do that. No, so basically the way it works is like you scroll through the shop and see what's available and what you want to promote, and then you make videos on it. But, you know, I don't want to make videos on this freaking monitor without like trying it. And people are definitely not mentioning like some of the downsides of it. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna do that. Maybe, I don't know, but I am using the monitor right now. I can read it. It's pretty big. I can read the chat like very clearly. So that's good. You know what I'm saying? Actually, it's pretty small. Maybe I should make it better. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine, dude. It says, Ian, you're a moderator. You can actually share the planter's nuts. Yeah, you can actually share that, man. What are you all carrying though? I've been carrying, cause yesterday I had like a black and white fit, bro. So I was carrying the Devo Knives Growler. That's what I was carrying. The Stormtrooper one, which has this has a little bit of a stain on the side of it. It came like that. And yeah, I told you guys I was like, what the fuck? And then they told me to use a magic eraser, or they can send me a new knife or new parts or whatever. And I said, that's fine, don't worry about it, because the customer service was so good. I just let them rock out, you know. I didn't even ask for a new one or anything. So now it's got my own little story behind it. It's all good. Let's see. We got TRM Adam, Black Cat Mercator for emotional support. And Marty says it's mostly deli meat. If they screw that up, don't waste time on a Reuben. I like a favorite sandwich. I mean, I usually go for the Italian, like Hero or something like that. But my favorite sandwiches in New York City, like aside from the pastrami on rye at Cat's Deli, is probably a Joey Rose's. That's comedian Joe DeRosa's sandwich. It's a bar, and they make sandwiches. They make fucking incredible sandwiches, dude. For like not stupid expensive. It's like $8, but it's like pretty on point with gourmet shit, so... First time catching a live, but not the first time watching your content, carrying the Bad Habits MFG mofo. Dude, the mofo, that is like, if I am wearing like an all black fit or like a black and white, like EDC fit, right? You know, I got the white kicks, the black jeans, black shirt, you know, which usually what I'm wearing anyway. The mofo is always my go-to to put in the pocket, you know, because your boy's got to make the whole thing match up, right? You know what I'm saying? You got to make the whole thing match up. That's how I live, man. And the mofo is my go-to. I just love the Tonto, the way they did it. And I usually will go to that, like, especially if I don't know what knife to carry and I need like a black one, I'll go for the mofo, because I have the all black that one. Really, really good. Really good. Let's keep going down here. It's in NYC. It's always like to go Italian name or Italian name for amazing sandwiches. I mean, that's definitely not what I get. But I mean, I guess Joe DeRosa's. It's Joey Rose's, though. That's the name of the bar. And I showed it to you guys before, the sandwiches. And the sandwiches are named like all sorts of crazy shit. Let's see if I can like show you a little bit right now. So we're doing sandwich talk. Joey Rose's bar NYC. I thought I saw it before. No, that's not it. Sandwich, I found it, dude. And then they have like funny names, like the Fat Kid, which is basically a peanut butter and jelly on a hero with potato chips in the middle. And let me tell you something right now. I thought that was going to be disgusting. It's really good. So, I found it right now. I'm going to show you guys what's on it. The last time I went there, I bought like $80 worth of sandwiches, bro. I was like, let me just get that. So this is it right here. And it's not super expensive either. Oh, they're 10 now. They used to be 8. I guess like they priced it according to the inflation. So this is what I normally get here. The Ami is really good. You got salami, provolone, parmesan, Dahlia onions, tomatoes, olive oil, salt, pepper, oregano. I mean, I said olive oil for some reason, like a weird person. I usually get that. I get the, let's see what else. The fat, yo, this is incredible. All right, let me tell you something right now. This sandwich right here, like, is incredible, dude. It's like a Big Mac PBJ with fucking chips in it. I know it sounds simple. I know we can make it, but you can't get this bread. Like, this bread is a crazy bread. Man, my mouth is watering right now. But yeah, I get those. There's more. What is this? The specialty ones. The Babe. I never even seen the Columbo, the Sink, the Cuz, bro. Oh, the Freak. This is new. Nutella Marshmallow Fluff Spicy Sweet Chili Doritos. Bro, I would try that. And it definitely sounds like I am a pothead. I don't even smoke weed. I'm just a big food guy. I love food, man. You know? I've tried pretty much everything here. It's very, very good. Now, let's see what y'all are saying in the chat, bro. Okay, let's see. Sausage and egg and cheese. Sausage and cheese on a bagel isn't really Long Island, I'd say, but just more like a common breakfast sandwich. Yeah, it's a good sandwich. That's a good sandwich right there. I usually get it on the roll, though. I don't know. Like from when I was growing up in New York, when I used to go to school in Sunnyside. How many people in New York in the chat, right? Let me know, like, what age did you start taking the train by yourself? Because I started taking the train by myself from 72nd Street and Woodside to, like, it was 40-something street, maybe like 46 or something. I don't remember exactly what street. In Sunnyside, which is where I went to junior high. You know what I'm saying? So when I was in Woodside, I went to PS12. I came in at fourth grade, and then fifth grade, I finished it off there. And then you go to junior high. That's how it works in New York, really. You go to junior high and you do grades 6, 7, and 8, right? So my junior high was like mad far. So, you know, and most of the kids that I went to school with, like, your parents couldn't drop you off. You know what I'm saying? They're going to work. So, dude, I started taking the train in sixth grade, bro. How old are you in sixth grade? Like 11 and shit? Right? Yo, that's crazy. Let me look that up, actually. How old are you in sixth grade? 11. Damn. So I started taking the train probably like 11, bro. Just taking the train. It shit was scary at first, dude. You know what I mean? Taking the train to Sunnyside? In the 90s? You kidding me? Dude, you know, it was Grand Theft Auto out there. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I remember there was this deli. It was like a breakfast. There's a lot of these places, like breakfast shops in New York City, where they do, like, you know, Hungry Man Heroes and like a bacon, egg, and cheese, you know, sausage, egg, and cheese. I think bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll is like a typical breakfast sandwich, but in New York City, that's like a staple, dude. Bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll. Eat that, go to class. But I would just take the train, dude. I'd be 11, bro. Take that shit. And back then, a bacon, egg, and cheese was like $2, son. You know what I'm saying? That shit is like $8, $6 now. So wild, yo. And we would take the train. And how many New York folks in here remember, like, the tokens? Do you remember the tokens? We didn't have the Metro card yet. So you had to have these tokens and you put it in the shit. And then, you know, you'd go through the turnstile and then you would get the pass. It was a piece of paper you put in your wallet. You got to show the fucking, I don't know what that's called. The booth person, the MTA booth person. And they let you in, yo. That, and I just went down memory lane right now. That's crazy. Was excited to see the mofo pop up on BHQ, then saw it was S30. Yeah, you know, the thing with the mofo, right? I talked to him about it, and I talked to Steve SD Knives, and a New Jersey guy, by the way. So when he called me, like, we sounded very fucking similar to each other. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, look, I could have gotten like a M390 blade with, you know, I made it with Riat. And it would have cost like $375, $400, which is what everyone else is doing with these small batch guys, right? But instead, we wanted to keep it under $300, which is not a price that people are playing around in a lot for the small batch stuff. And that's why they did the mofo in S30 and didn't make it with Riyadh. I think they disclosed the OEM. I forgot who it is, but they definitely disclosed it. It's not like a secret, you know? They're pretty open about everything. And that's why they did it like that. And I think it's a very interesting choice. I told him it's kind of cool that he did that because so many people are going that like, hey, this is manufactured by Riyadh. It's M390. You know what I mean? It's like, how many of those knives do you want? You know? So I don't mind S30V, you know, as long as it's done right, you know. And my cutting needs are not that crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm cutting boxes and that's it. Like... So my cutting needs, at least for me personally, like my cutting needs aren't that insane that I need fucking S90V or like M390 or whatever, Magna Cut. Like, I love Magna Cut. That's my favorite shit. But, you know, like my cutting needs aren't that intense that I need to worry that I have S30V on the blade. Like, I just don't have needs like that for cutting. You know, it's just tape, cutting down boxes, you know, maybe... Yeah, like yesterday, you know what I mean? Kelly's like, hey, let me get a knife. She was unboxing the crib that we bought for the baby, which is wild, dude. I'm about to have a baby, guys. It's so close. February is so close. That's D-Day. You know what I'm saying? You know, one day your boy's going to come on here and he's not going to be energetic, bro. He's going to have a fucking infant. And I'm going to be like this. What are y'all carrying? I got this fucking baby. You know, dude, that's gonna be soon, bro. But anyway, Kelly used my Growler V2 to open the box and shit. And I had to tell her, I was like, yo, don't cut any metal with it. And she looked at me like I was insane. And she was like, what do you mean? And I'm like, oh, you know, because these boxes that have heavy stuff in them, they like to put those metal staples, the big ones, right? You know, you fuck your edge up on that easy, you know? And then she was like, oh. She turned into fucking Al Pacino after I told her that. You know those metal staples they use for the heavy things?
Oh, you're right. You're right, husband.
But yeah, so... I don't have a lot of crazy cutting needs, so I think S30V is fine for me. Now, I'm not going to go down to 8CR 13MOV, right? Back in the day, that's all we got. When I first started YouTube, 8CR 13MOV was like D2, bro. It was everywhere, and everybody had it, you know? That's, to me, like, I probably stay away from that now, you know? Even though my steel needs aren't as intense as some people. Let's see, carrying three-leg dog custom, W5 Harpoon Lexon Deca, small Cosi. I don't even know what some of that stuff is. I don't even know what a three-leg dog custom W5 Harpoon is. You know what I mean? But I think the Deca, this Lexon Deca, some, I'm assuming it's a Hogue Deca, but then it has like some type of scale on it. Like, I don't know. Good morning to you, Greg. Thank you for coming through today. Always appreciate people coming to hang out. Let's go down a little bit more. Let's see. Let's go down here. Can I resell the Rosie sandwich for a grand? I want a Rosie, bro. I'm gonna get a Rosie for my daughter Rose for sure. Especially since Steve loaned me a Rosie, bro. That's so crazy that I have friends that do that now. he was just like, hey, bro, pick the ones that you want to borrow. I'm like, fuck. If you would have told me 5 years ago that somebody was going to come to my house and hang out and then like loan me fucking, I don't know. It's probably like 10 G's. I'd say close to of knives and stuff. Maybe it's like 7 because there's 16 knives given they're like 400 on average. Yeah, I mean, I can't do the math, but it's a lot of money. And they just let me borrow it. And they're just like, yeah, bro, let me know when you're done. And I'm like, what the fuck? Bro, back then when I first started YouTube, companies won't even talk to me, bro. They would just be like, whatever. Sauce and egg and cheese on an English muffin slaps, not from McDonald's, but Deli Bakery. Now, when it comes to fast food breakfast sandwiches or fast food breakfast in general, right? I still think, even though Mickey D's is not even in the running for me, Mickey D's, right? Because the calories too crazy. Like, I love a McGriddle, bro, but the calories is too nuts, though, right? You know what I'm saying? But the hash brown, Mickey D's, number one, bro. You know what I mean? Change my mind. McDonald's hash brown's number one. I think, but that McGriddle's delicious, but it's like mad calories, bro. Like, I can't have it. You know what I did have the other day, though? We were on the road because you all know that Kelly and I had a road trip. We drove from New York City all the way down to North Carolina and back. We had like Chick-fil-A breakfast. They have these like little fucking honey bun things with the chickens in them. Dude, just buy 12 of those. You're good, bro. That is what we had. The bad part of NYC is Manhattan. What do you mean? Manhattan is the shit. It just depends on where you are, right? Or what's the bad part of NYC? Seems like the whole thing is just one bad part. I mean, bro. You been here, dude? You been here? Because I have vlogs on YouTube showing some of the most beautiful places that you can see in Manhattan. And there is a lot, bro. There's a lot. I would say that, like, I haven't been all over the world. I've been to Korea, Thailand, Philippines. You know, like some of the views that you can get, right? And just this mixture of people, right? It's still super dope. Now, is it dangerous? Fucking yes, it is. Like, you gotta have your head on a swivel, especially if you're taking that train, bro. The train right now is insane, all right? The train right now is insane. So, let's keep going down. But yeah, you know, it's there are places that you can go that, like, look absolutely family-friendly. And there are actual families playing around outside. Now, mostly rich people live there, but you know what I'm saying? It is really cool, though. I do think that there are cool parts to it. And I appreciate living in the suburbs now, you know what I'm saying? Because I lived in Manhattan and the Bronx for a long time. And living in the suburbs, just slower pace. I'm just more chill. I get to just focus on the family and making content. I'm like, my brain doesn't have as much static in it. But yo, New York City looks fire, bro. Like, if any of y'all can ever come down here and you're like, oh, show us around, you're gonna be like, all right, Ray, it's fucking dope. You know what I'm saying? It's dangerous, yes, but it's fucking dope. Like, that's what y'all gonna say, man. But definitely, if you guys are in New York, you could hit me up. I'll tell you where to go. And if I'm free, like, maybe we could chill a little bit, you know? And it's a bacon, egg, and cheese on a good bagel is the goat. Yeah, it's arguably the best, one of the best breakfast sandwiches, for sure. One of the things I miss the most is bodega chicken cutlet sandwiches, chicken shredded lettuce, tomato, mayo roll. Bro, yep, definitely can't go wrong with that. Helen's House of Sausage. Sausage, egg, and cheese is the goat. Google it. All right. All right. I mean, you know, what is it called? Helen's House of Sausage sounds like a brothel in medieval times. Oh, shit. Sausage. All right. I Googled that shit. It's in DE. I passed DE when you were. All right. Let's see. Sausage, egg, and cheese. This is so funny. I like totally misspelled that. Dude, look at this. Look how funny this is. Let me take this comment out. This is hilarious. So when I Googled it right here, bam. Dude, a guy made a video on it, yeah. Popular hidden Delaware breakfast shop. Let's look at this. What's going on? The sausages do look crazy though. I mean, I try it, bro. I try it, you know? But I think from the pictures, like, it just looks, it looks like a regular sausage. I mean, oh, this looks, what is that? That looks crazy, whatever that is. Yeah, I'm getting hungry. This is a food channel now. You know what I'm saying? Who's the one that brought up the sandwiches, dude? It seems logical that he just left, and now we're just talking about food. Oh, snap. All right, let's keep going down. Let's keep going down here and try to catch up on your was there any Monday EDCC live and I missed it? No Monday. I got back on Monday afternoon and I was so tired, dude. I just sat in bed with Kelly and I were on that bed just being a pudge, like watching TV and shit. I say watching TV even though, like, I don't, if you say watching TV, does it still count that you're just streaming it, right? Because, like, I just said that right now, and it made me think about it. Because, like, watching TV is like you're watching, you're turning the channels and shit. But I don't have cable or anything. All right, let's keep going down here. Shout out to Javon, fellow content creator. Hello and group hug. Group hello and group hug, driving to NCKS and listening. Wait, what's NCKS? What is that? What's NCKS, dude? I'm going to Google that. It's some kind of knife show. I know that. Let's see. NCKS. Googled it. That's CCKS. What's NCKS? Oh, did you mean CCKS? All right, let's keep going down. I've been to Hawaii as a kid. Talk about views. Hawaii is fire, bro. It's fire, but it's mad expensive. But I love it. I stay there for 2 weeks. Just FYI, what Ray considers suburban, you would consider very urban. I mean, it's suburban, bro. You know what I mean? It's suburban. It's just that area. That block is suburban. If I could choose Hawaii or NYC, I'm going Hawaii. I would choose the same thing, but I'm going to tell you right now. Your boy don't live there. Mike and Ike's EDC, what's up? Thank you for coming through today. Ray, stop making me miss New York. I want to go for like 2 weeks, but I don't have the time of my life yet. Honey, turkey, American lettuce, tomato, honey, mayo, honey, mustard. That's Steve's sandwich. Everyone's talking about sandwiches right now. let's keep going down. I was talking about it with Kelly, actually. I was like, yo, we could probably... You know, we could probably live in North Carolina because I would still make the same amount of money, you know, because Kelly would have to take a pay cut if she moved there. But I was there and, you know, I don't know if you saw my stories, but I was chilling in Kelly's yard and like their neighbors just have goats, bro. Those just goats, like, you know what I mean? And I was like filming videos and I was like, oh, shit, like it's easy to shoot videos out here because there's just green everywhere. And you go outside the backyard, there's no people mowing their lawn and shit. Yo, every fucking day in my neighborhood, somebody's mowing the lawn. So I don't do as much of the unboxings outside anymore. Plus, it's really cold now, too. But I was like, yo, if we lived in NC, you know, like the housing market is way better. You know, like you don't got to have like $1 million to buy a crib. You know what I mean? You don't got to have 800, 700K and shit. you know, you could get a nice house for like 300K. It's pretty wild. You know, I was like, yo, if we lived there, you know, you worked at a hospital, you know, I would still be in the US, so all the brands would still send me stuff like really easily. And we could have lived there, you know. At some point maybe we will, I don't know. There really isn't a lot of places I wanna live though, you know. I would love to live in Hawaii, but you gotta have money, bro. The people that are local there can't even afford to live there. You gotta have money. I know, because the people that live there that I know, they got bread, son. They got bread, you know. Yeah, we spent so much. I think in 2 weeks being there, we spent like $5,000 probably. That's, I mean, but we went out every day. But that's how easily, and all we didn't buy like stuff. We just ate out and took Ubers and stuff to places, and we would go to the beach, and it was just a lot of like the meals add up, you know. So it's expensive. But it is very, very nice, though. Let's keep going down here. Entertainment is heading towards a dangerous place. Nobody wants to go to the movie theater, but also streaming numbers are declining. I went to the movies, and I watched The Marvels. And just like most MCU films right now, it's fine, right? It is getting a lot more hate than it should, right? But it was fine, and the mid-credit scene is absolute fire. Like, as always, I always leave a Marvel movie being like, damn, that could have been a lot better, but it was fine. But that mid-credit scene got me excited for the future. That's exactly what it did, and Kelly made fun of me for it. Let's keep going down here. Oh, what's up, Brawny? Thank you for coming through. And it seems that I've gotten through the comments here. Let's look at some of the stuff, dude. Let's look at some of the things here. Let's go to Kaiser first, I think, because Ian Coates reminded me that the Kaiser T1 is one of the best. So let's see. So Kaiser, and as well as a bunch of other things, other brands, are doing a Black Friday sale that has started now. And I'll probably cover this again on next Friday, because more sales will come out. And once I scour the internet, I think on Friday we'll have more definite deals and stuff. But there's a lot of things that are discounted pretty heavily here. You know, you can now get the Drop Air. Oh, shit, the Drop Air is under 100 now. It used to be 119. So you could get the original Kaiser Drop Air, right, with the aluminum and the purple, all blacked out. This is my favorite one so far. I think I have most of the Drop Airs that have come out. I think I'm just missing the fat carbon one. But this is a good knife for under $100. You know what I mean? And all the things that we're going to be looking at, the links are in the description, by the way. You would just go to like Kaiser Black Friday deals, or Artisan Cutlery Black Friday deals, or something like that, which is in the link in the description. But this is a good one, man. I have a bunch of these. And I think this is a great crossbar lock knife, you know, with the adjustable... the clutch lock, right, is what they call it. I really like this one, man. I really do. My favorite thing about it is it doesn't look threatening. You know what I mean? So especially in New York City, you don't want to have something too tactical looking, but it is still pretty dope looking, in my opinion. It looks more utilitarian, which is its biggest selling point for me. But now the price is, bro, $95 for that. 154 cm aluminum. Great action. You know, great crossbar lock. Fidgety as fuck. You know, an absolute... Kaiser knife, you know what I mean? Oh, we got the Matt Hoff, the silent golfer. Oh, not the Matt Hoff, the Matt, the silent golfer in the house, who is setting up our Urban EDC giveaway for the holiday. I'm probably going to do that next month. We were talking about it, so be excited for that. If you don't watch Good Morning EDC every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m., that is when I go through the latest and greatest in Urban EDC gear, right? That's dropping that day or has already dropped. But yeah, man, we're getting that package together. So definitely pay attention to that show. Good Morning EDC, 8 a.m. EST on Wednesday. But damn, there's a lot of crazy sales here. Look at this. They have the Mini Bay for $40. Ooh, the Sheepdog for $63. Which variant is this? Is that G10? Let's see. Let me look right now. So you have Mike Carter handles on this one, 154 cm. It is a sheepdog, and it is 6320. I mean, that is bordering like budget, like category, right? So you could just make this your beater knife right here, and I think it's pretty good for that price, yo. 6320. Drop your thoughts. Drop your thoughts in the chat, by the way. And I see somebody here says Kaiser has nothing on O-Knife, but Mike and Ike, they make O-Knife. They make that shit. They make it, bro. Kaiser makes it for them. That's why that statement is funny, because Kaiser makes that shit for them. He says, I'm kidding, bro. I'm so glad you said that. Because I'm like, bro, they're the same thing. They're the same. If you see anything that you want to see, let me know. A Kaiser Assassin for $55.20. I'm trying to look for something like really out of the norm. Oh, the Manganus, the Grazioso. Is that how you say it? This is a knife that they didn't send me this one, actually. Damn. $55.20 for this one right now. Oh, limited. Look, it says Kaiser official online shop and event, limited exclusive knives. There's the thing here. 20% off, $55.20. It's pretty good, man. Let's see if the T1 is on sale, because that's like really the one, right? Let's check it out. It's 30% off the T1 right now. Damn, $122 for it. This is one of the best Kaisers ever made, in my opinion, yo. So this is. It's a great price, man. So you got titanium scales. Absolutely excellent. Like, clean aesthetics. S35VN blade. Man, there was a time when S35VN was like the hot shit, bro. Like, no, everyone was like, yo, this has S35VN? Like, S35VN at one point was Magna Cut, son. You know what I mean? Like, nobody was talking shit about it. Now it's kind of like, oh, I wish it had something other than S35. I'm like, bro, this was the hot shit back then. All the CRKs were S35VN, you know? But yeah, this is one of the best, I gotta say, man. Really, really great. I don't have one. Kind of makes me sad. I wasn't working with them at that time, so I don't have one of these. $122, man. That's really crazy for a full titanium, great action, good steel. That's crazy that's that price now. It used to be $175. That's wild, yo. What the hell is this? What is this, a pry bar? Look at that. Kaiser Cutlery Titanium Pry Axe Pocket Tool, bro. What the... Yo. This is wild. Yo, what the heck? How big is this? Oh, it's 3.5 inches. That's so funny. I never even seen that. That's hilarious. Sheepdog XL. Let's take a look at that, right? Sheepdog, because my boy Tide. Hi, Tide. He's talking about it. Sheepdog XL. I have one of those. Ooh, it's 20% off. So the Sheepdog XL is $151.
Let's take mine out here. I know I have one right here somewhere.
$151. You're getting titanium. It's all blacked out with gold hardware or bronze hardware. And it's pretty big, dude. This thing is 9.29 inches overall length, frame lock, heavy. 7.65 ounces, $151. Let me show you right now the actual thing. There you go. I do have a Kaiser Sheepdog XL, and it is huge. And I have cat fur flying all over the place. My bad on that. Crazy, crazy knife. I have a regular sheepdog here. Let's see. I just messed that up. Let's compare it. Look how much bigger it is. This is a regular size sheepdog. And this is a good sheepdog, too. This is the Rich Light one. Bro, huge, look at that. Damn, I'm a dual wield right now. Yeah, the sheepdog is also on sale. There's a bunch of stuff on sale. It's crazy. Everything is on sale right now. The T1 Sparrow for next month looks tight. I'm probably going to get that one. Let's see, T1 Sparrow. Is it on here yet? No, it's not here yet. Let's go to the 50% off again. Let's go for like the, can I sort by, I'm going to go highest price. Let's see what the biggest discount is. So the Huntsman is 170, 10%, 20%. So there, even some of the newer knives that came out last month are on here, which is dope. Oh, this is a good one if they still have it. Oh, it's sold out. Damn. This is a really good knife, guys. This is the Militar. I think this was 2 months ago. It's always sold out. This is a good knife, bro, especially if you like fidgety knives and you like the slot for the deployment method. Oof, this is a nice one, man. You're going to flip this thing over and over, yo. That's why it's sold out, bro. Sold out. Does it tell you if it's sold out or not? That's a Beglider 2.0. Ooh, what Cormorant is this? Fat Carbon? I only like the titanium one, to be honest, though. The Cormorant, not super into it, except the Thai one. Let's keep going down a little bit. Oh, this is the Thai one right here, 143. This one I've always been kind of like wanting to get. I always say Vu on Instagram, Vukashan. He always shows this off, and I'm like, damn, I want that shit. All right, I think we've done a lot of Kaiser right now. Let's check out Artisan. So definitely check out Kaiser's website. Oh my God, they got a fucking Gemini for $119, bro. 30% off. That's wild. Because to this day, this is still one of the best knives, yo. To this day, this is still one of the best. This is a Rayla Conoco design, right? Am I wrong on that? I thought it was a Laconico. Yeah, real Laconico design. This is when, like, in my opinion, I think this is when Kaiser was at its peak, bro. Was at its peak, dog. And they were, like, doing designs with mad, like, all the hottest designers they were doing it with. And this is really, really fucking nice right here, the Gemini. For $119, guys, you got to hop on that. And use the link in the description so your boy makes a little bit of scratch on it, you know? Because, like, the baby's coming. But, yeah, this is, again, S35VN, full titanium, 119. That's a great fucking deal. Blue anodized hardware. It's fire, man. That's crazy. I did not expect it to be that. This is a good one, too, the Beglider. Damn, they got a Beglider for 118. Full titanium Beglider. Damn, yo. Oh damn, I wanna spend money right now, guys. But my wife is in the room. My wife is in the room right now. I wanna spend money right now. Don't tell her. Look at how light this is too. 2.89 ounces, yo, for an overall 8-inch knife, dude. 3.5-inch blade length. They kept it under 3 ounces. Dude, this is a really good fucking knife, bro. This is an OG fucking classic, dude. Well, I mean, OG to me is like 6 years ago. So this is a good one for damn, dude. 118. You know what I mean? And I was just talking about this is what I mean. Like, remember I was talking about the CRKT bot on Wednesday? It's like, okay, this has a deadbolt lock. But it has OS 10, you're going to pay $130 for this and not pay, you know, $118 for a Kaiser Gemini? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I meant in that video when I talked about it. There's just so many knives, like, at the $100 to $150 price point. It's crazy right now. Crazy. They have the original Feists for $117. Yo, this is the original one. The one that's super slippery. I'm going down memory lane right now. This is so slippery. The Justin Lundquist. Dude, I remember I watched a video by this guy that used to do videos walking reviews. And he would walk and review knives, bro. That's where I saw that for the first time. All right, so, you know, Kaiser has a lot of dope shit. Definitely check it out because there's stuff that's like 30%. Oh my God, the Megatherium is 116. Okay. All right. Oh, babe, the Hyper is 10% off right now. It's 107. If you want to buy your dad one. My girl is like, yes. I'm like, what, you want me to drop the hunch? This My girl is mad funny, bro. Check my comments. Tell you what, you can buy one knife, but you have to go to lunch with me today. Oh my God. What do you mean? Lunch? That's like in 4 hours. I gotta do my job. This is the kind of life I have, bro. So my girl knows I'm usually busy till about like you know, sometimes 4:30. Like I'm clear. You know, I could go out and stuff. And this girl always wants me to do shit midday, bro. Always midday, right? And I'm like, you know, I'm working for the baby. I can't be all dilly-dallying, fucking just chilling all the time. Like, I don't know, guys. Oh, my God, my girl said I could get one knife. That's crazy. All right. So, oh, my God, look at this. The Kaiser PPY is 50% off. Yo, $92, bro. I never tried this one. Drop in the chat if you have. Very interesting knife, though. S35EN. What? Oh, Rafir scales. Nice. That's Rafir scales, and it's $92. Brass and Rafir. Interesting. Pretty good, though. Under $100, you're getting S35EN, brass, and Rafir. I mean, these prices are insane. All right, so we're going to move on. So definitely a lot of crazy things are on Kaiser right now, up to 50% off. Link is in the description. And this is until like the end of this month, I think. And we'll check again next week to see like what's in stock. I'm going to do this again next week because there's going to be more deals dropping. Let's try Artisan. I haven't been to Artisan in a while. Actually, the last time I was on it was yesterday because I was looking at the sales. All right, let's go to the sales right now. Oh, is it? Oh, shit. Sorry about that, guys. RIP. Sorry about that, my friends. I was continuing to talk, actually, which is insane. He said RIP. Oh, here it is, the Black Friday sale. All right, this one's up to 30%. And right now, you're getting 30% off any of the pyrites. And wait, is it which pyrite? Oh, it's R-E-A-R RPM9. Okay, so this is 46. Ooh, you can get pyrites for $46, yo. Wow. These are the CJRBs right now. What about the artisan colory stuff? This is the S90V pyrite for $186. You got the mini pyrite for $42. I checked out the CJRB mica. I kind of wish I checked out the mini pyrite instead. I'm not going to lie. I have this one. It's cool. It's a cool little small knife. But I think I would have preferred this one. And I'm stupid that I went for the other one. Proponent is $63. Let's keep going down here. Isn't this the same fucking price and shit as the other ones? $63. Did I buy this for $90? I don't remember buying this for $90. I do not remember buying this for $90. I'm almost certain I didn't. Let me double check on that, guys. Actually, they got the sea snake for $30 right here. All right, let me just double check real quick. Proponent, how much did I buy that for? It was $68.50. It was $68.50. So how come it's $63? Very strange. Very strange. 3.85 inch. Maybe this is the bigger one and I got the smaller one. Maybe that's why. Let's look for a second. Cause I'm like, How come that does not look like it's on sale? You know what I'm saying? Oh, they got the titanium proponents now too. I'm pretty sure I got maybe this one. That's why it's like a little bit. I don't get it though, because it should be a lot cheaper. Maybe there's a little bit of a, might be a little bit of trickiness going on right here. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm looking at my email right now. Artisan Cutlery Proponent, the D2 Blade 1, $6,850, bro. Shipping was free. So I'm like, I don't know about that. This seems kind of wonky. You know what I mean? I didn't show you guys, but yeah, it's a $6,350 right here, $6,398. I'm like, wait a minute. How come I got it for $6,850 before? You know what I'm saying? All right, I think we're gonna move on from that. What else did I put in the description? Actually, let's double check on that. What else did I put in the description of this video? Did I freeze and shit? Because it seems like I froze on my tablet here, my second monitor. All right, so I did. Oh, let's do Vosteed. Vosteed is a good one. Let's do that. Because Vosteed actually hit me up, and let's check them out. It should have gone up right now. Ah, here it is. This wasn't here last night, so I actually have never seen this. Let's see what they got going on. Up to 30% off. And so you have a sale on the Thunderbird. It's $128 right now. This is a knife that like people fucking want, dude. And there are some available right now. Nice. $128. Pretty dope. Let's see what else we got going on. Oh man, it like goes through all the colors. All right, so let's see. So all the Thunderbirds are on sale for $128. That is M390 with, what is this, G-Mascus or something? Is that what they call this? Blade, Topo G10 handle. that's very enticing. They got the mini nightshades for $56, right? And even the more expensive ones, this is the S35VN. They got it for $94 instead of $99, so that's a smaller discount. 30% off of the Moral, dude, $69 for the N690 crossbar lock. It's aluminum scales. That's interesting, actually. Damn, I wish they sent this shit to me. Fuck. Oh, the all-black one looks fire. $69. I fuck with Vosteeds, bro. Let me know in the chat if you guys like Vosteed knives. I really like them, man. Paul says, Vosteeds seem to not last long now that they have been in hands for a while, seeing a lot of lock issues. If you're talking about the spine whacking controversy, I think it was Lefty who did a video on this, and it was very interesting because I think it was a Valkyrie maybe, and he had a towel, right? And he was like literally trying to force the blade closed like this. You know what I'm saying? And he couldn't do it, right? But I remember that one week, everybody was whacking it, bro. People were just spine whacking all their button locks. And I was like, why? Why you doing that? You know, I was like, why you doing that? I have been hearing, though, the button lock stuff. I have been hearing of some people. Vosteed saw my video and immediately replaced mine. What? I thought my girl was talking to me. I mean, maybe for some people, like, they have that motion. They're... Because, I mean, you won't hit your knife this way, though, right? Like, so I don't know. I mean, it's I understand that is, you know, it that shouldn't happen. But, you know, the other side of that argument, which is what Lefty was making, was like, you can't even close it like that. and you're never using your knife this way. So it's like, what does it matter? I mean, of course, look, it matter if it matters to you, of course, it's valid. I'm not saying it's not, but I'm kind of on that side where it's like, I don't use my knife that way, you know? But I did hear, this is the point I was getting to, is some people's best like man, good boy, and the Glock, some of the button locks are failing. Like that was, I think Metal Complex did a video on that. I've never had a problem with my Vosteeds, man. I've never had a problem with my Vosteeds, like not even a little bit. And then they sent me like almost all their shit. I've never had a problem with it. But again, you got to remember, like, your boy, very casual when it comes to usage. So don't take my word, you know, as if I'm like some hard user and like testing. You know, I'm not Stasa, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm not my boy Stasa or Jared of Needs Knives. You know what I'm saying? So like my word is of the casual user, you know, EDCC, Everyday City Carry, is for casual collecting of the hobby. You know what I mean? There's not a lot of people matching their sneakers with their fucking, you know, their G10 fucking handles and shit, you know, except your boy here, you know, like matching the G-Shock with their fucking knife. Like, I know some people do that, but I mean, content creators don't do it that much. Let's see what else is on sale, though. So you're looking at the raccoons are on sale as well, which is a really good one. What is this? Why is this new here? Because it's 14C28N in my Micarta, maybe. But it says new, though, but that's 56. The corgis, which, oh, they have a pink one now. Get this for the lady. they have a $56. Man, there are a lot of sales, guys. I think that if you... Oh, I want this one. I always like black and white knives. And I have a corgi that is brown micarta. And I could just give that one to you guys and buy myself this one. Because I'm always wearing black and white usually. So, you know, it's very easy to match my stuff with this. But yeah, there's a lot of sales that keep going down. The RS Chaos is not on sale. But the Bellamy is on sale. 30%. Everything is pretty much on sale except for the RS Chaos, which just came out. I don't even know if that's Riscus. The Valkyrie, which is a fire knife. I have this blade right here. Nitro V Blade G10, $50. That's awesome. And I think mine did not fail the spine whack test on this one. It did not fail it. Let me read what y'all are saying in the chat real quick because I've been like just chatting it up like crazy. MC definitely was the one that talked about the good boy with the button lock, you know, messing up. And there's a lot of sales, guys. Let's do one more brand, right? Let me see which one I put here. I got here ready. Let's do one more brand. And if you want to say, this is another problem with this monitor is I keep touching it as if it's touchscreen and it's not. Like it's not touchscreen. All right, let's see what we got here. We did Artisan, we did Kaiser. And why do I have another Artisan? I have two Artisans here. I think one of them is Concept. All right, let's look at Concept, right? Let's check out Concept Knives. Let's see what they got going on. Conceptknives.com. And of course, anything is you see here can be found in the description. Where is their sales concept? Let's see. They should have one. Oh, right there, Black Friday sale. I said Black Friday, like a fob and shit. Black Friday deals. Let's go to the live chat, get you guys back. I'm using touchscreen to touch the fucking screen again. All right, got you back on the live chat. Do you put your comments in the chat, by the way, so I can go over them after we go through this page here. So you're getting the FUSA for $86, 154 cm blade. You have this is Black Rose carbon fiber handle. Very interesting. This is very concept-y, dude. Like, you know, and this is a little bit of a tidbit of information. Concept was Kaiser at one point. I know I've talked about this before, but maybe some people don't know about it. Kim Ning, who is like kind of the big dog at Concept, used to work for Kaiser. He was their head designer, I think, the in-house designer, and he had this brand called Tangram Knives, which was like Kaiser's budget line. It was like their Civivi. So they did the Civivi before We Knife did, you know? And Kim Ning was like designing all that stuff. And then this is from what I've heard. This is not confirmed. What happened was, like, I think the son of the owner of Kaiser like took over and didn't get along or something with Kim Ning or something weird that like that. Kim Ning leaves with some people, some Kaiser people. They start Concept. And that is how you have Concept Knives now. This is a really great knife right here, the Mini Accipiter. I got to try this because of Nick Shabazz. This is one of the last knives that Nick Shabazz sent me. This is when I was having Nick on the show a lot. I know Nick has, he doesn't post as much anymore. But he loaned this to me. And this is a really, really great knife, man. You're getting Timascus. It's a front flipper. I think it's S35VN. Yeah, S35VN. Timascus clip and a Timascus inlay for $217. I think that's pretty crazy because anytime you add Timascus to something, it's usually fucking over $300. So that's the stuff right there. You have Corvids, of course. I'm not super into the Corvids. And the Concept Little Main Street was just too small for me. But there is that there. And let's see what else. I have the Fenrir. It is a cool knife. $159. I forgot if it's added later or not. This is also by the guy, Greg Schaub of Sparrow Knife Co. And my friend Jason told me that. I forgot. He told me when he came here. Let me see if it's added after, because I remember Concept used to add the discount after. So let me go to checkout and see what happens. Nope, that's it. That's very strange. Let me see something. Does my code work here? Let's see. No, EDCC10. Is it this? Let's see. Damn it. Just trying to see if my code works. I don't see a discount on this. I'm like kind of confused. I am confused. It says up to 50% off. Maybe it's applied already. Is that why? I guess it's applied already. So let me look up Concept in a Blade HQ just real quick. And like, let's see how much it is. You know, I want to make sure I'm showing you guys the right shit and not like, you know, spreading the fake news, bro. You know, Mini Corvid on Blade HQ. See what we got going on here. Okay, so the Mini Corvids. Let's look for the JG10 one. Let me look real quick. Let me look up Corvid here. Corvid. Okay, so we've got. Okay, all right. So it is on sale because the. That's the Mini, though. I'm confused. This is very confusing because I don't like that they. The Mini right now on Blade HQ, bro, is like $40. Blade HQ has some sales as well. I'll probably cover that next week because it'll probably drop more tomorrow. I know I have a link in the description for some Blade HQ sales right now. If you don't want to go into it yourself and want to go through it with us, like when we're hanging out. Dude, it's the same price. I'm looking at it right now. The JG10 is 60 here. It's also 60 on Blade HQ. So I don't know what's going on, bro. Maybe it's fake news. Hey, but at least we did Kaiser. We did Kaiser and we did Artisan and we get the TGRB. We did Vosteed. So those are some sales for you right now. In my opinion, I think you're getting the best deal probably on Kaiser. You know, and I know people are going to be like, you're a Kaiser shill, though. It's I think today what we looked at, probably Kaiser has some of the best ones because it's up to 50%. And then Vosseed had some really good ones. And we actually saw knives that we liked on there. But hit me up if you see a crazy deal on stuff that you want me to feature next Friday. Because I'm definitely going to do that. And I'm going to look more into the deals next week because that's when everything is really happening. And thank you so much for joining me this morning. It was super fun. And remember, Good Morning EDC is happening every Wednesday at 8 a.m. EST. And on Monday night, I'll be doing the Everyday City Carry live show. I'm going to see if I can try to have a guest on, and then I'll do a little bit of advertising on that on the IG and YouTube community if I land somebody. Because I'm supposed to hit up Jared, I think. So let me hit him up and see if he can do it. But thank you so much, guys, for hanging out with me this Friday morning. This is your boy, Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry podcast, episode 269, saying peace.